Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
The teddy bear has definitely been missing you on a very smooth and cloudy Monday afternoon here in downtown Houston. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Jessica Julia. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her two latest singles, Sweet Love and also Noise. You can get all the pertinent information, stop by our official website at www.jessicajoliamusic.com. And as we move on, Lord have mercy, Grammy Award-winning artist and songwriter, the incredibly talented Mr. Carvin Winans is joining us today as we have the pleasure of celebrating his latest single from his upcoming album, of course, In the Softest Way with Once in a Lifetime. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone, Mr. Carvin Winans. Sir, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Teddy Bear. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. It is an honor to finally have you here in the zone, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, brother. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, you're leaving us salivating with this single, this slice of cheesecake we have. We can't wait to see.
He's going to
tease us with Once in a Lifetime. Now, we got to wait until 2019 to get the new album. My goodness. Can you give us at least an idea what to expect from In the Softest Way?
Well, man, it's first of all, you know, thank you for having me on. The album is really special, Teddy, because it's something I've always wanted to do as far as a solo project. And working with my brothers all the years in the business, it was fun. It was, you know, I learned a lot. We were able to accomplish a lot, you know, by God's grace. But to do this record on my own was a lot of fun and something that I really wanted to always conquer. And so I got together with a few, since we have a performance on harmonica by Stevie Wonder on one of the cuts. We have Kenny G also on a soprano sax on a title cut, In the Softest Way. We have production by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Carlos Beatty, who did the single Once in a Lifetime, young kid, really talented. He did a couple of songs. He did three songs on the record. We have Tommy Sims, and my twin brother Marvin does a guest appearance on here too. So we had a lot of fun putting this together.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that as far as being a part of a group. And I had this conversation many times with several different wonderful artists that have been a part of a group structure. It's completely different when you're part of a group and you go solo, because when you're part of a group, you're not really, you're almost somewhat restricted as far as
Oh, yeah.
Having more of
You're
your
right.
input on what you can do as an artist. And it's not a bad thing. It's as far as being part of a group. But once you become a solo artist, you have that level of freedom to really express who you are as an artist and leave your fingerprints on what you...
Man, you hit this on the head. Absolutely. And I did an interview before, and I was asked the same question about it. And so, you know, working with the Winans, it was... And Marvin, my twin brother, he was pretty much in the beginning and the middle part of our career, he was the principal writer. And so it was really tough to get songs on the Winans record, you know, because you had to, I guess we were our worst critics, our hardest critics, but, you know, to get a song that could slip by all four of us was really, really tough. And I wrote a song called Make It Like It Was, and I had written it for the Winans. And we were doing, I think it was the Decisions album that we were working on. And they passed on the song, you know. And I was like, guys, y'all got to be kidding me, man. No, you know, it's nice, Carvin, it's nice, but we going to pass on it. So I met Regina Bell at one of the Grammys. And I would always keep cassette tapes on me. So I gave her the cassette tape of the demo, Make It Like It Was, and she recorded it, and it went number one, you know. And so we were traveling, the Winans, we were traveling on tour. We got into the limo to go to the venue, and the Make It Like It Was is on the radio. And Marvin and Ronald, they look at me and say, man, how come you didn't write something like that for us? I said, man, are y'all kidding me? I did write it for us, and y'all turned it down, you know. So it was tough to always, you know, but it developed me as a writer, you know, because I ended up writing When You Cry for the Winans, Tomorrow, and other songs for us. But it was really tough, but it was a learning experience, and it really groomed me for this solo move, you know, as a writer and a singer, you know.
It's interesting when, I've always talked about the lack, as far as today's music, the lack of artist development, the lack of presentation, the lack of being able to hone one's craft. And you have done that tremendously as far as your songwriting. Where do you see yourself at now as far as a songwriter compared to where you were, let's say 7 years ago? Where do you see you at right this particular point in time in your life?
Man, I feel life, you grow the longer you live, and if you want wisdom, you can grow in it, right? And so I think 7 years ago, you know, up until now, you know, I have went through changes in my life over 15 years ago, you know. One was when Ronald passed, you know, and I felt like the Winans, that was it, because Ronald was a very crucial part of the Four Brothers. And so I didn't want to sing anymore. I didn't want to do any of that. And I went through a divorce, and I met the love of my life. And through losing Ronald, and we lost Pop, you know, and then I found Cherie, and it was like all of that. When you take all those things and that life takes you through, you can sit back and learn from all of it, because you're not the only one going through that stuff. And so when God gives you to pick up that pen to write about certain things, there's a song on the record that we wrote. And I tell you, Teddy, it's like we have the parts of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra on some of these songs. On this particular song is a song I wrote for my second wedding called You Blow My Mind, a song for Cherie. And so I think when people hear that song, they can hear, you know, how I grew, you know, through the pain, and then finding someone that really, you know, was God sent, you know. And so I think between losing Ronald and my dad, and some of the songs that you'll hear on this record, you can feel, you know, the growth and what I took from that pain and what I took from what I went through and shared it, you know, with everybody else that may be going through the same thing, you know, because we can't fool ourselves. We're not the only one going through certain things, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is true. You know, we're both 21. We've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've noticed by getting older that we as men have a tendency to somewhat try to micromanage our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I know mm-hmm. that when we are younger, we feel like we have complete control over our emotions. But then as we get older, the littlest thing can cause us to get emotional, melancholy
mm-hmm.
almost. And I noticed that
mm-hmm.
about the new single, that the things that you have been through your journey, that you have managed
mm-hmm.
to incorporate it in this new single. And I cannot wait to the new album comes out. I mean, for you, the things that you've been through and being able to be so transparent to all the listeners and supporters out there, do you find it more therapeutic more than anything else?
Oh, yeah. I think being transparent is therapeutic because people – and, you know, it's funny because people would look at the whining sometimes and say, oh, man, they got it all together. They you know, God has really blessed them to do this. And they're the, I guess they would call us the royalty of gospel music or whatever title they would throw out there. But, you know, the real deal is that, look, we all go through things. And you have to be transparent. I think to be transparent is the way you reach people. Because for some reason, people, and you know this too, Teddy Bear, some people think when you're in this business that you're untouchable and things just don't happen to you like it happens to other people, or
right.
regular people, as they would say. But we are regular people. And what I want people to understand is that, you know, I've always trusted in God in everything that I do, you know, and I'll do that until I leave here. And so, but it doesn't mean I'm exempt from pain or situations that other people go through. It's just how you handle it and how you let him handle it. And so you have to be transparent, and I think that's the only way to reach people and to come off, you know, authentic, you know?
I've seen gospel music change in front of my face
mm-hmm.
where it was quote-unquote, I guess you want to call, I don't want to use the term old, but classic standard gospel music, then all of a sudden it has changed more where I think it's a positive thing because it invited more of the youth to get involved
mm-hmm.
in the
mm-hmm.
church. You have to be able to reach them somehow. As long as you are preaching the word and ministering the word in a positive aspect, as long as you can get them to church and realize and understand that there is a higher power, it's all positive. I definitely love it. Can you give us at least an idea how many tracks are going to be on the new album in the softest way?
It's 10 tracks on the album.
Okay.
No, it's 11 tracks. I'm sorry.
Okay.
11 tracks, and I think what we're trying to do with this album is to reach people and let them know that, you know, it doesn't always have to be the church walls that you're in between, right?
Right.
It can be the church that's within you, you know, because
without
the main thing is that relationship, you know, that you have. And sure, you should go. I think people should go to church. You know, you should never abandon just church altogether. No, because you need that strength from each other. But the church is really you. You know, and you as a person, you know, you walk this earth, you experience same things everybody else experienced. And so this album kind of speaks to that whole thing. You know, it's not too churchy. It's not too, you know, above people's head where they can't really relate to it. But it's talking about simple things. You know, we have a track on there that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced called Misunderstood. And it really talks about, you know, how, you know, as a writer, Marvin and them, they would always look at my stuff as, they would call it, you know, Carvin is really, he's more of our secular writer. And so I didn't understand that a lot of times. Like, man, y'all really, I'm so misunderstood with y'all. Y'all just don't understand. And so I was telling Marvin when I put this album together, I wrote a song about that, you know. because I felt like I was misunderstood. And I think a lot of people feel that they're misunderstood in their walk, you know.
Right.
And so we try to reach out to that and speak about that. And so I think this whole record really, we talk about love because God is love, and we talk about it in a very respectful way. And so because I think we have to get back to that. You know, there's so much hate and foolishness going on in this world today. I think we have to get back to what love really is, you know.
I'm glad you touched upon that as far as the level of divisiveness, discontentment, and hate that we're experiencing mm-hmm. right now. I had a conversation with a colleague of mine not too long ago. I said, you know what? What we're experiencing right now has always been there. I said, it's just been covered up with a little bandage. And
right.
Now the wound has been completely exposed, and people are showing who they really are.
That's right.
It's no more hiding. You know, they're really truly expressing who they are, what their feelings are, and how they feel about you being, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
A different color, your pigmentation not being, quote unquote, the right color. So it's being exposed. But the
mm-hmm.
beautiful thing about music, love always conquers. Love
That's
conquers
right.
all. Love conquers all.
That's right. That's right.
Time and time again, it's just like death and taxes. Love will conquer all. One way or another. And to all the tuners and people, the family that are tuning in, hey, I greatly appreciate it. And to give you some moderate information, I'll just struggle. But get all the latest updates. Be sure you stop by Mr. Winans' official website. That's at carvinwinans.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Now, Facebook is going to be at Carvin Winans Music, and also the same for Instagram. Now, the latest single, the slice of cheesecake that we're going to celebrate right now. Once in a lifetime, Lord have mercy. What has you most proud and most excited about this new single?
Man, it's like, you know, we start out, the song starts out, he who finds a good woman finds a good thing, right? And
Absolutely.
So it's just, and I'm so happy about, you know, being with my wife Cherie and it's so true. When you find that right person, you really get favor from God, period, you know. And so that's what this song talks about. Every time I hear it, I get excited because it really, you know, tells the story of this love thing that I have with her, you know. And so that's I'm really excited about this single. But the album, too, like we talked about, I think people are going to be excited about this whole album. You know, Teddy Bear, I really do.
Due out in 2019, my goodness, just a few months away. Can you
yep,
give us an
February,
idea as far
yep.
as what February? Oh, hey, that's just around the corner.
February 15th.
February
15th.
So it is written.
And
so
they can start pre-order. Hey, Teddy Bear, they can start pre-ordering the album October the 26th.
Okay. October yeah. the 26th, you hear your first, family. On October the 26th, you can pre-order the new album, of course, from the very talented Mr. Carvin Wyand. The name of the album, again, is In the Softest Way. Lord have mercy. Let's get into it. The latest single, The Slice of Cheesecake, that we have here to present and celebrate once in a lifetime from Mr. Carvin Wyand here in the show of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
I know that you're my treasure, a work of art to me. Been around the world and never found a love so heavy.
Lord have mercy. Carvin Wines, new hit single, Once in a Lifetime, from his upcoming album, In the Softest Way, due out February the 19th. But family, you can pre-order, yes, Lord, you can pre-order the album actually on October the 26th. It will be available everywhere on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you're living a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. My brother, it was truly a long, long awaited honor to finally get you on the show. This is your home away from home. And whenever the rest of the music, the single, if you want to release another single from Tease Us a Little Bit More, like Grandma's Cookies, you can always send it over here. And we will definitely debut it first.
Man, Teddy Bear, thank you so much. It's an honor. It's an honor to be on your show, brother. Believe me, it's an honor. And we will. We'll release the next single. It's coming to you.
Okay.
We'll come and talk again about it. I appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely. Oh, and one of the things before I let you go, I said, you know what? I wanted to tell you, I'm so glad and so pleased that now you have an opportunity to spread your wings and do you, man. It's definitely a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you. Man, I'm telling you, I've always wanted to do this, and God gave me this opportunity, and I appreciate everybody that gets behind me, man. I really do.
We're here for you, my man. Take it slow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless. The very talented Mr. Carvin Wines here in the slow, in the slow of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, the album In the Softest Way will be officially available on February the 19th, but you can pre-order it on October the 26th. Yes, you can. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Mr. Wyans' official website. That's at carvinwyans.com. That's carvinwyans.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Carvin Wyans Music. Hey, so let your first move be your best move. But while I got you here, safe and sound, cuddly and warm like Linus's blanket, is it okay if we get into some more music? Kind of rewind just a little bit with Carol Riddick. Yeah, I like that. Love, live. Love like you've never been loved, or love like you've never been hurt before. An unusual concept, you know, pulling your leg. I got to do that, tease you, but always please you in the end. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Just couldn't let go of it. In spite of a new boy, yeah. so restless and I can't take it. And when I close my eyes, I see her naked. I can't battle with what I've built up. I can't slumber without her love.
There's never a time I don't want you. But baby, I need you right now. Could be the heat or this fever. I need you to cool me down. Drowning in thoughts of her passion. Her kiss could cure my weak heart. Gliding towards her apex. I know she'll put me sound asleep. I'm super restless and I can't take it. When I close my eyes, I see you naked. I can't battle with what I've built up. I can't slumber without you.
There's never a night where you don't greet me. But I need you before my dreams. Your graceful love, how it treats me as if I were a king. Settle my thoughts with your outcome. I'll hold you to feel the beat. Close your eyes while you touch me. This pulse will help you sound.
If I could dream tomorrow,
Jesse Johnson, Black in America, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Mr. Carvin Winans. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his new single, Once in a Lifetime, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Deezer, and also Spotify. But for those who like to live somewhat a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And his new album, In the Softest Way, will be available February the 19th, 2019. But the great thing, you can pre-order the album as we speak on October the 26th. So you can pre-order it. So make sure, and to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by his official website. That's at CarvinWinans.com. Also on Twitter.com/CarvinWinans, Facebook and Instagram, Carvin Winans Music. Hey, it's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, this incredibly talented young lady, Lord have mercy, she had me at hello. Had the pleasure of having her in the zone just this past Friday, Jessica Jolia. Lord have mercy. Her latest single, Sweet Love, yes, Lord, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
departed love. It's written in the wind. And all through the time, the language stays the same. The unspoken truth, word that I never say. But somehow we know it's not what's in the head. Here on this carousel, we're going round and round, finding each other in different worlds. Know that we're meant to be. Go on and dream while night time finds the sun. The sun reminds us we can't even bring just fall. I feel complete, not nervous anymore. No, it's not real, thinking it's more than love. Maybe the fantasy will be reality. Somewhere waiting is our destiny. Written in the wind, it's deep. Darling, it's deeper, so much deeper.
The late, great Leon Ware is so much deeper than love here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, of course, the very talented Jessica Jolia with her latest single, Sweet Love. And be sure, hey, be sure to go to her official website because she is constantly releasing new music. If I'm not mistaken, she is scheduled to release a new single, actually, October the 12th, which is what? In 3 days. So be sure to stop by her Instagram page. That's at jessicajolia.com let's get the website. Go to the official website. That's at www.jessicajoliamusic.com. And it'll give you all the social media hookups. My goodness, it's been an incredible month of music. But while I got you here, let's get into it. Here's the latest from my man, Raheem Devon. Yes, Lord. A Decade of a Love King. Of course, that's his new album. Due out right around the corner, but we got some singles from it. Of course, Don't Come Easy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Thank you. eyes shine. More than enough. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, it's been real. No need to fear that Teddy Bear will be back. Tomorrow, yeah, be sure to join us at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time as we welcome very talented singer-songwriter and producer, Miss Sydney Wright, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her latest hit single, Time of Night, yes, Lord. Again, that's at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Be sure to stop by our official website. That's at The Zone, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Again, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. And he's, oh, I missed the interview. I missed it. It's okay. We got you covered. We can listen together to the entire interview via iHeart. Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio. So let your fingers do the walking. Pull up that app on your phone at iHeartRadio. Type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you covered. Also for Apple or iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, Music Store, we got you covered. Again, just type in LOTL, The Zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to my staff. Thank you for holding things down. All the many listeners and supporters for tuning in and tuning out all the negative energy, negative activity. I know we have a lot of that going on right now. A lot of divisiveness right now in today's society, unfortunately. But as me and Brother Carvin Wines just spoke on earlier, you know, at the end of the day, love will conquer all. We have the ability to make that happen. But in the meantime, while I got you here, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, we're going to close it with my man from his album, Cosmic, former member of Blackstreet, of course, Mr. Lenny Harold, with Lord Have Mercy. Blow Your Mind, here in the zone of LOTO Radio, Lord Have Mercy.
Love me, baby. Trying to do something different, hang out, whatever. It's been a while. You know, why ain't no parking?
Exactly.
It's been like 10 minutes.
It's a sign. I'm only out here for you.
Here you go with your sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes. Thank you for coming out for me.
Mm.
Relax.
Uh-huh. Already exhausted.
You'll be fine.
Be fine for what? Ain't nobody out here. Nothing.
What you trying to look for?
Ain't nothing out here.
What type of dude are you trying to look for?
Mm. Something different. Like something cosmic.
Well, listen, hit up Google. Google Alien Clubs on Saturday.
Yo, where they at though?
Can't. Of course you would want to go.
Where's the spaceship? Just come get me now.
Maybe we should have had a spaceship because we can't find parking in this regular shit. So.
What's up, everybody? This is Chris Robb, and you can hear my latest single, No Doubt, right here on LOTL Radio.
She blessed me with your heart, she sold me. way that you